Hello, you scientific students. Did you have a good weekend? Don't answer that. I know you didn't, because if you had a good weekend, you wouldn't have been doing my homework. Speaking of homework, your homework today will involve a 3-page description on how atoms can be split into pairs of half atoms. I want this homework to commence right now, and I want it completed by the end of the lesson. Do I make myself diamond clear?
Excuse me, Mr. Dodd, but I've always been under the impression that homework is supposed to be concluded at home rather than within the boundaries of this high school establishment.
Don't answer me back, Timmy, you selfish feck of a geek. You're more geek than I am. Just for that, I want an extra page from you writing lines on how great a science teacher I am. You might think that I'm being harsh, but that's only because I am. Today, anyway.
Mr. Stephen Peach. I would like all attending and non-attending students to make their way to the conference hall right now for an emergency assembly.
Oh, you butchering scallywag! Don't just skulk off to your classes like ignorant guests. Haven't you heard a word that I've just said? Get to the conference hall now, you fox!
Right, that will be all. Get your asses moving. That includes you, Brian Dodd. And you, Patrick Field, just because you're laid-back teachers doesn't mean you can get to sit off. I'm paying you good money. Well, not really, but it will do.
Hello, listeners. Mac here. Mr. Peach certainly woke up on the wrong side of his office today, didn't he? Seems as though he is taking his frustration out on all of the students. I wonder what the emergency assembly is about. We now head over to the conference hall to find out.
Right, Nesters, now is everybody here? You better had be, otherwise I will personally rip down that school bell and ring it into your ear holes. That's what you will get for not listening to me. You won't be able to listen. Now, I've called you all here to discuss a matter of great importance. As you all know, I'm a nice man, and my first priority as head teacher of this school is to take consideration of the well-being of all my students. Whether things are stolen from them, kids are bullied, their bikes are vandalised, and so on. And on this occasion, it's to do with a certain thief who has upset someone in this school. And I have to stick up for this person because it's my job.
Some fork has stolen my special raspberry gravy mix from my office shelf! I want to know what little shit from Little Shitten, also known as Neston, has had the insolence to step foot into my office without my permission and done such a thing! Not only that, but this person has had the audacity to draw a moustache on my beautiful picture of myself, eating a pancake. Also, this person has added cookie crumbs onto the pancake, and I detest that. It ruins the art of the picture, and the art of the taste in my mind. I want that fucker to own up right now, or I will confront every student in this school and clip your ears with iodine and vinegar until you squeal!
Mr. Peach, sir, may I just point out an observation that I made during this assembly?
No, but go on.
It has come to my attention that this assembly has been only called about a matter which is important to you, and that's the pupils of this good school, whose bricks and architecture our good selves are surrounded by.
Talk to the hand, because the headmaster isn't listening. And just for answering me back, I'm going to haul you into the bin. And you can eat the banana skins that I chucked in there at 6 o'clock this morning, just after my breakfast. Those banana skins can be your lunch. Anyway, now that today's despicable events have been partially solved with Timmy about to be chucked into the bin, you should all be dismissed from this assembly hall. And I don't care where you go, quite frankly, as long as it's back to class and glued to your goddamn seats.
Christ, I need a piss after those 5 milkshakes. Why the fuck did those incompetent builders in the 60s not bother to put a toilet in the assembly hall?
So, now that Mr. Peach has dismissed the school pupils of Neston High School again, it's back to being a normal school day again. But is it ever a normal school day at Neston High?
Have you all done your homework that I set before?
Have I, fuck?
Why ever not, Bruno? Do you think that the commands that I issue in my class are just for fun?
I haven't done mine either, thanks to being stuck in that trash disposal all afternoon.
Well, that's no excuse, Timmy. You should have done it in the bin. Billy, you've been very quiet today. What about you?
I lost my homework down the grid.
You stupid dumbbell! Are you really as thick as they come? Do you not realise that a grid can be lifted up by hand? You should have climbed down there and retrieved that soggy paper, you screw job. In fact, march up to that grid right now. I'm giving you 4 minutes and 56 seconds.
Billy leaves the classroom faster than Mr. Peach would rush to the village chef during a special menu offer. Anyway, I bet you are wondering what Mr. Peach is up to in his office after the so-called emergency assembly. It was a very depressing morning for him. Do you want to know a secret, viewers? I was the one that stole his raspberry gravy mix. I was intrigued to see what it tasted like. And you know what? It tasted like shit. And to take my mind off the horrible taste in my mouth, I decided to draw a mustache on his picture that he mentioned. Let's take a look and listen to what he is up to in the office. Look at that fat slob sleeping on the job at his desk with a half-eaten burger in one hand and a caramelized onion bargee in the other. Oh, what a horrible sight. His office is basically a kitchen, but worse. I have never seen such a god-awful mess in my life. Look at this. Well, you can't, but I will describe what I'm looking at. There is empty pizza boxes, half-eaten moldy chips, melted ice cream, chocolate sponge cake smudged up the wall. What the hell is this next to his barbecue grill? Yes, he has a barbecue grill in his office. Charred permanent records. My God. What is this thing? Oops. Oh, shit. That doesn't sound too good. I think I've spilled paint into the barbecue grill. And it seems to be reacting to the excess fat. Fuck! I'm getting out of here!
What the fuck? Oh, I almost had a second heart attack! My bedroom! It's completely fucked to Alan Potter! Fire! Fire!
I'm glad I got out of there before more hell broke loose. The entire school assembles to the conference.
Are you all here? Well, I don't care right now. I have an announcement that will concern all of you that do care. I've got to make a confession. I was sleeping in my office on the job, and I woke up to an almighty bang that scared me a third to death. My chair was on fire, my stack of burgers were cooked to cinders, all of my documents were reduced to atoms, and most of all, my barbecue grill must have shot through my window over my head. So if you haven't worked out what's going on by now, then you're thick, and I thought you should know. The school's on fire! Smash the glass! Set off the alarm! Call them! Fucking fire brigade before we all get buried in this shit all of a school! All of the girls, head out of the fire exit on the left-hand side! All of the boys, head right towards that fire! And quite frankly, I hope you get burned! Now get the fuck out of my way, you students! Fuck health health and safety, because soon it's going to fuck all of you! Dart, Field, and the rest of you folks! Every teacher for himself!
Now, let's stay calm and collected. The fire is mainly for tuning in the southeasterly direction. Its core temperature, in my calculations, does not exceed 51 degrees and is very low. We have about 4 minutes and... Oh, wait!
Two men shot them! Walk off and get out of this!
Yes, Mr. Bully. Everything for himself.
Teppy, we might be studying physics, young man, but that doesn't mean we should become particles ourselves when this fire boils all of our asses.
Now make sure you've got your homework with you. And run!
Just as Mr. Dodd and the remaining students hightail it out of the school, all seems calm outside in the school car park.
Has everyone made it? Oh, don't tell me I have to take the fucking register.
Sir, I can hear rumbling.
It's just a fire, Billy. The explosion some of you might have heard earlier came from across the street. The fire in the school was caused by other means. What a shit day that I've had. My food stolen, my picture vandalized, and then my goddamn office blows up.
You just said the explosion came from across the street.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Bruno. I don't need your opinion when I'm partially charred.
Wait a minute. What's that bright light coming from Mrs. Clapham's class?
After the second explosion, the fire brigade finally arrives on the scene and puts out the fires.
Me.
So, why did you call the fire brigade, sir?
Why did I call on the fire brigade? Why the fuck do you think we called you here? To put out water, you moron! Can't you see those giant flames up in the air almost burning the clouds? And I'll say it again. Why the fuck else would you call a fire engine, you dick?
Can you tell me how this all started?
Well, let's just say, it seems I had a little accident, although I didn't start it. Someone blew up my office. It's probably one of those insolent students.
I hardly doubt that's that, so. It looks more like an act of terrorism to me. Are you sure Saddam Hussein is dead? Anyway, the fire's out now. You know, I'd love to see the insurance cost that the school's gonna be charged. Friggin' high, probably.
That's all right. Only two parts of the school were blown to bits. Mrs. Clapham can teach her class on the grass from now on, seeing as the classroom is no more. It wasn't an important class, just history. I mean, that's all in the past anyway.
Well, it's a good thing that you called when you did, because if the fire had spread to the science labs, then you and I, and everyone else in the northwest of the UK, would no longer be with us.
Why is that? What has my science labs got to do with any of this debacle?
You don't store raw plutonium in your cupboards, mate.
Characters in this episode do not represent people in real life.